Your heart pumps in your chest with both excitement and nerves, as jittery as a kitten. And why wouldn't it beat so, knowing that you were just about to move into an apartment with three young women? The taxi rolls to a stop in front of the building, and you swallow back your fear. But it only grew as you step closer to the door, building up inside you until you're almost unable to bear it. Inside the apartment, the three young women chat in the living room, all excited to see their new roommate.
So, tell us what you know about him.
He's just a friend of a friend that's moving to town for study. Needs a place to stay, and I said we have a spare room. I did say there's three girls living here, but that didn't seem like it was a problem.
Is he cute?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Why, Eva? Planning on being the dude that's going to be living here, that's never a good idea.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, really? You know, you'd think you'd be satisfied after all the chilling off you do.
What? No, I don't.
We all hear you at night, moaning and screaming as you quite obviously ran something rather girthy into your pussy.
Oh my god. No.
Yeah, and you even have a name for it. What was it? Oh yes. Yes. Keep fucking me. Deeper, please. Dildo Baggins.
Oh, honey. You may be quiet and innocent, but man, do you give your cunt a good punishing at night. You need a real cock, like ASAP.
Fuck me. I gotta go.
Okay, don't masturbate too loud.
Do you think we give her too hard a time?
Nah, she'll be fine once she bangs one out.
Oh, I guess that's him.
Ah, so you must be the new roommate.
Hi, come in. Wow, you didn't bring very much.
He's a boy. You only need like one pair of underwear and socks and you're sorted, right?
No. We're just kidding. We like to joke and tease, so like, be prepared for a lot of that.
Anyway, I'm Rue. This one's Cleo.
Hi again.
And the third is Eva. But she's off in a room doing stuff. Just stuff. I don't know what. Studying, probably. Anyway, I guess you need a place to put all that stuff.
Yeah, come on, follow us.
So you came all of this way to go to the university?
Wow, that's quite a move.
They call it the best uni in the country for a reason.
Yeah, we're all pretty lucky for getting in. And here's your room.
Small, yeah, but that's just how these student apartments are designed in the city.
You'll get used to it.
Anyway, we'll let you get settled. We'll hang out together a lot in the living room, so don't be shy.
See you later.
And so here you are, letting out a sigh of relief and of frustration. You hadn't expected the front door to open to such beauty. And it was hard not to stare down at their feet. Luckily, they didn't seem to notice. And thankfully, they didn't notice the tent beginning to pitch in your pants. But now you're alone in your brand new room. Why not just relieve yourself and save yourself some more frustration later? So you drop your bags to your bed and then slide your pants down to your ankles. You then settle down at the tiny study desk and take out your laptop. Naturally, you have your favorite porn site bookmarked, and it's not long before the screen is graced with a video of a woman stroking a long cock with her pretty feet. She moans and comments at its hardness as her soul's caress, which in turn hardens you. You stroke a little harder, a little faster, and a small moan escapes your lips. Little do you know, the final roommate, Eva, comes down the hallway, intent on meeting the new resident.
Hi. Hope you don't mind me. Oh. Oh, shit. What are you... Fuck. What the hell were you watching? I saw. Wait, was that woman jerking a man off with her feet? A hand job, but with feet? A foot job? That's weird. And you were jerking off to it? What the fuck, dude? You really like feet? Weird, but kinda hot. Hey, how would you like to take off my shoes and socks? I'm serious. I keep forgetting to take them off. So why not get someone who will enjoy it to take them off for me? Here, I'll just sit down on your bed and put my feet right up on your lap here. So what are you gonna do? Yes, undo the laces of my checks. Such comfortable shoes, but once they come off, man, does that release of tension and pressure feel good? Kinda like the feeling of taking off a bra. Not that you would know that. Or would you? That's the laces unraveled. Now, come on, take my heel, pop that shoe off. Oh, yes, that's the feeling right there. Now the other. God, yes. My toes are free to wiggle in their socks. Do you like my mismatched ankle socks? It's not on purpose. I'm just too lazy to match them up after I wash them. Oh, you think it's cute? You're sweet. I think I'm gonna like having you around, you little weirdo. Wait, don't take my socks off yet. Rub my feet through them first. Oh, yes. That's it. The fabric and your thumbs feel amazing. So soft and delicate. I think I'm gonna have to get you to rub my feet every day after class. If you're lucky. Right there. Now take off my socks. I hope you like what's underneath. Slowly hook your fingers in and gently peel them over my heels. Yes. They're just another sexy present to unwrap. Oh, keep going. Peel them all the way down my soles. It's like a sexy little foot strip tease. Oh, and you're still so hard. Wow, you really are turned on by the sight of a girl's feet. And you're turned on by mine. Come on, you're almost there. Only my toes left. Take them off, Rumi, please. I want you to see my toes. Ah, there they are, free to wiggle and spread. bread and scrunch. What do you think of them? Are they cute? Sexy? Pretty? Are they suckable? Oh, you flatterer. But by the way your cock is twitching, I bet you must be telling the truth. It's even crying in joy. Look at that bead of pre-cum. Well, stop drooling and start rubbing again. Yes, bare hands on bare feet. Oh, there's nothing like it. So raw and intimate. I wonder if you could come just by rubbing my feet. Could they do that to you? Would the softness of my soles on your fingers be enough to make you explode? They are soft, right? I take care of them, yes. I just hope that they can take care of you.
Eva, hurry up.
Oh, shit.
The movie's about Quick. To start.
Pull your pants up.
Where are you?
Ah, meeting the new roommate, I see.
Yep. He's pretty great.
Why are your shoes and socks off?
Oh, I complained about sore feet. A new roomie here offered to rub them. I told you, he's great.
Foot rubs, huh? I may have to take you up on that too, roomie. Anyway, the movie's about to start, Ava.
You can join us if you want, roomie. Or if you want to finish getting settled first. That's fine.
There's a space on the sofa for you if you change your mind.
See you later, roomie.
Eva may have been right. You probably would have come if you kept rubbing her feet for a moment longer. And now Rue had shown interest in your foot-rubbing skills. Perhaps you could even get the third girl, Cleo, interested in the same. But those were problems for another time. Right now you had to decide. Stay locked up in your room, jerk off, and have the biggest orgasm of your life. Or hold in your kinky desires and go join the ladies in the movie night. What will you choose?